This is the BBC News with Nick Kelly. President Trump has again defended his candidate for Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh, who's faced growing calls for his withdrawal from the nomination. Mr. Trump said he hoped that Judge Kavanaugh would be confirmed quickly and would be sad if something happened to reroute the process.
This is a fine man, and we certainly hope he's going to be confirmed and quickly. His family has suffered. Going on is not something that should happen. Brett Kavanaugh is an absolute outstanding person. Hopefully, he will be confirmed quickly.
For his part, Mr. Kavanaugh said he would not be intimidated into pulling out of the race after two women accused him of sexual assault. One of his accusers, Christine Blasey Ford, said she was frightened, but fear would not hold her back from testifying against Mr. Kavanaugh. The White House says President Trump will meet his Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, on Thursday. The statement came after Mr. Rosenstein went to meet the President's Chief of Staff amid intense speculation that he was about to lose his job. Some reports said he was willing to resign, others that he would be sacked. The events come after the New York Times reported Mr. Rosenstein discussed ways to remove President Trump over incompetence. Mr. Rosenstein dismissed the paper's allegations. The son of Angola's long-serving former president, José Eduardo dos Santos, has been remanded in custody in connection with a $1.5 billion embezzlement case. Our Africa editor, Mary Harper, has the details.
Prosecutors said José Filomeno dos Santos had been placed in detention due to the complexity and seriousness of the case. Mr. dos Santos was sacked as head of the $5 billion sovereign wealth fund after João Lourenço succeeded his father as president last year, vowing to eradicate nepotism and corruption. He was the second of the former president's children to be fired from their government-related jobs. Former President dos Santos was accused of running the country as a family business. Most Angolans live in acute poverty, despite the country being rich in oil, diamonds and other natural resources.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned President Putin that supplying advanced weapon systems to what he called irresponsible players will make the region more dangerous. Israel says Mr. Netanyahu made his comments during a phone call with Mr. Putin after Russia announced it would supply Syria with a new anti-aircraft system. World News from the BBC.